Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Freed to fly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Once upon a time, high up in the mountains, a shepherd named Miguel watched over his sheep. He was kind and gentle, spending his days keeping his sheep safe and collecting their wool to sell in town. One morning, Miguel packed up his wool and started down the twisty path toward the market. He was excited to trade it for some garden seeds, or maybe a warm blanket for his daughter. As he passed a small farm, he noticed something strange, an eagle walking around with a bunch of chickens. It wasn't flying, just pecking at the dirt like the other birds. Miguel asked, "Why is that powerful eagle acting like a chicken?" The farmer said, "I found its egg long ago and put it in the chicken coop. It hatched with the chicks and grew up thinking it's one of them." Miguel felt sad for the eagle, so he traded all his wool for it and carried the bird up the mountain. When they reached the top, he set the eagle down. The bird looked nervous at first. Then it saw other eagles flying high above. It stretched out its wings and soared into the sky, free at last. That eagle's story is a lot like us. Sometimes we forget who we really are. We start to think like the world around us, trying to fit in, worrying or thinking we're not good enough. Sin traps us like invisible ropes around our heart. But Jesus, our good shepherd, came to rescue us. He didn't trade wool. He gave his own life for us. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." When Jesus forgives us, he cuts the ropes of sin and reminds us who we are, God's children, made to soar. Even when you feel stuck, worried, sad, or guilty, Jesus lifts you up with his truth and love. Every time you pray, read his word, or say something kind, it's like stretching your wings and flying higher in faith. And the best part? You can help others fly too. When you show love, forgive, or tell a friend about Jesus, you're helping them discover that life with him isn't about pecking at the ground. It's flying high with him, free and happy forever. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming down from the mountain to rescue us from sin, bringing us up to you and setting us free. Help us spread our wings of faith and soar in your love. Teach us to follow you and to help others fly in your truth. In your name, Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.